I've always wanted to ask you this because, you know, watching you live, you're like a very organic musician. Like nothing, it's like what you just said. You don't like to feel forced to write. I just feel like when you play, it doesn't feel like you're ever being forced to do anything. So a music video, how do you feel about music videos?
And they're like, tricky, you know, they're really tricky. Now, we do everything in house, you know, like I said, I don't have a record label, you know, I don't have a producer, I don't have a mixer, you know, everything is done in house. And so with the videos, this time around, we decided to do it ourselves. And I've done it before. I've hired people to do videos and I've done it myself as well. So this one, for End of Earth, you know, we kind of came up with the concept, my wife and I, because the song is kind of about being tortured from the past and trying to escape that. And so I had shot like some performance footage, which was done with that red filter, and it had kind of a creepy kind of vibe. And then I realized we needed a sub story. And I had this idea of like, a voodoo doll and me being tortured. And then her and I started talking about it. And then we created what you see. You know, all the shots that I'm in, she's behind the camera. All the shots that she's in, I'm behind the camera. So we had a little fun with it, and we both edited, you know, the videos. We did it together, and it was a little project, and it's fun. And, you know, look, I could make an amazing video if someone wanted to give me a couple hundred grand for a budget, and we can do anything. But, you know, in this situation, I think this is a little bit more charming and a little more personal, and I like the way it came out. People seem to get a kick out of it, so it's all good.